We've been talking with the Irish organisations in the Ottawa region, and I'm now delighted to connect with Annie McGrath, and Annie is the president of the Irish Seniors Group, which meets on Tuesdays for most months of the year at St. Columba's on Sandridge Road. Annie, thanks a million for taking time to come and chat.
And thank you for having me, Austin.
So, 2025. It's a wrap. It's over, and it was an exciting year. But you're so. What would you say were the high points for you during the year, and some of the memorable things?
Oh gosh, there was a lot. I'll just kind of do a general recap, if that's okay. Like you mentioned, we meet weekly for a potluck lunch, and those luncheon meetings includes a lot of time for the members to socialize, to learn something new, as we have a lot of lifelong learners in our group. And sometimes we play trivia, sometimes we discuss current affairs, usually pertinent to our homeland or the land of our heritage. So the members comprise of those of us born in Ireland, as you know, as well as the folks who are part of the Irish diaspora. And we're very, very grateful to the Embassy of Ireland in Canada, the ambassador to Canada, the Ambassador John McConcannon, his wife Mary, for their, I would say, unwavering support. Also, Deputy Head of Mission Elizabeth O'Higgins, Anna McCready, the Office and Facilities Manager. And without their support, I mean, it would be a lot more difficult for us to function, but they are very supportive, and we appreciate that. So just a little bit about our presentations, if you want, Austin. Like I said, we include a variety of topics on Irish history, Irish travel, basically some travelogues, for example. Many people have been encouraged to visit Ireland from hearing, you know, some of these presentations. For example, Bob Griffin did a presentation on Skellig Michael, and it encouraged Nora Pat to actually climb Skellig Michael, if you can imagine, in June. That was quite a feat. He also did the Famine Irish in New York, and he's done several other ones. We also, another member, Joy Phillips, presented on the Irish in Newfoundland. Michael McBain, a well-known local author, he has presented to us on early Irish Christianity, and he will be presenting on Irish folklore and the fairies, which I think is going to be really interesting. Stuart Dunbar has presented on the Irish in New Brunswick. So in addition to these historical presentations, we have had a number of health-oriented presentations. As you know, we're an aging population. Our group basically ranges from high 60s to mid-90s. And those have been done by Dr. Aileen Comerton. And she's presented on, just I'll name a couple, dementia, tick prevention, fall prevention, and several others. And then we also had Mary Finlay, who's also a member, and she presented to the group on grief, a pertinent topic, I would say, to our seniors. And she had many sources and resources from members. It was a well-received presentation. We also had a talk on emergency preparedness done by a city employee, City of Ottawa employee. And then yourself, Austin, you did a presentation on keeping safe online. And then we had a police officer from the City of Ottawa come in as well and follow up on that presentation. So lots of good information in lots of different areas for the members. Porrick Finlay has presented to us on James Joyce, Darcy McGee. Porrick's doing another Joycean production the following Tuesday, 13th. And he's going to present this Bloomsday Zoom play. And that's a theatrical video created by Porrick, inspired by Ulysses. And like I said, it was shown on Bloomsday in Dublin in June. And we will have the chance to see it on the 13th. We also have musical days. We have the Rideau Ramblers. Frank Cassidy is a member of our group, and he's very gracious with his time entertaining us. Another member of our group, Anita McNulty, is part of a group here in Ottawa, the Ottawa Valley, and she and the group's called Randy and Friends. They've come in a couple of times to entertain us. A young girl from Cork, actually, that's doing a year at the University of Ottawa teaching Irish, she came in and entertained us in early December. She sang some Irish ballads, a la Skilg, and she also taught us Shadows Ballad, which was really fun. She's very entertaining. And so in addition to that, how do we get the word out? So Nora Pat Marshall, she sends out a newsletter monthly to our members with the agenda for the upcoming month and many other newsy items. We also have a Facebook page, and that's moderated by Kara Connell Noon and Nora Pat Marshall. So basically, you wanted to know, looking back, like a recap, a wrap. Basically, that's what we do on an ongoing basis, what I've described, the meetings. And now looking back chronologically at 25, here are some of the activities that we had. So I'll start with March, which is Heritage Month, and we celebrated St. Patrick's at our meeting, local St. Columbus. We had a Irish luncheon and prepared by the members, homemade brown bread and Irish stew, etc. Lots of Irish sweets, that kind of stuff. Then a group of us went to Toronto and we attended Riverdance at the Mirvish Theatre in Toronto. That was exciting. And of course, it was their Riverdance's 30th anniversary. So we were honored to meet the cast. And this was all prepared by the ambassador, John Pincannon and Mary. In April, to celebrate the life and times of Thomas D'Arcy McGee, we had Porrick, and again, Porrick Finley, and he gave an informative presentation on D'Arcy McGee. It was obviously his 200th birthday, April 13th. In May, this was one of your suggestions, Austin, we rented a coach and we toured Ottawa, and we had an amazing tour guide with us by the name of Louis Comerton, and we also took in the Tulip Festival on that tour. In May, organized by our own Kay O'Hagerty, we had a fundraiser at the Ottawa Little Theatre. Basically what this was, we attended a dress rehearsal Sunday afternoon of an Agatha Christie production. And so we made a little bit of money there, not a ton, but a little. Our big fundraiser was on June the 8th, and we had our annual garden party. And that's hosted by the Embassy of Ireland and held at the ambassador's residence. And again, we always thank, a big thank you to the ambassador and Mary for hosting us. This year coming up, it'll be in May. We don't actually have the exact date yet, but we do know that we're doing it again. And then we take 2 months off in the summer, July and August, and then we reconvene again in September. So September is usually turkey dinner at Farrelton. A lot of members go to that. In October, the group hit the road to Montebello, Quebec, and they had lunch, and they enjoyed a visit to the Log Castle Resort, the Fairmont Chateau of Montebello. I guess the gardens are beautiful. I was away that time. I didn't actually get to go on that trip. Then come December 4th, we were on the road again, this time by coach, and we went to view what's called a Light at Night Festival, and that was at the Upper Canada Park in Morrisburg. So we started the evening off with the dinner in Morrisburg, and then we explored the holiday magic at the village. It was only minus 15 that night, so we were all bundled up. And then December 16th, we wrapped up our fall or early winter sessions by having a traditional Christmas dinner. The order, the steering committee organizes, and we hire a caterer, and we have eggnog and wine, and we are entertained with Christmas readings. We're entertained, you know, by Porrick with Christmas readings and song. Also, our harpist, Nora Pat Marshall, entertained us. So basically, we're starting back tomorrow for our winter and spring session. And I do want to mention that it is the 20th anniversary of the ISSGO. And there is going to be a kitchen party, and that's going to happen on Sunday, February the 1st, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Bridges Center for the Arts. Tickets are available in advance. They're $30 each. And if anybody wants a ticket, they should contact Claire Newman. She is our person that takes care of selling tickets, taking care of the money and all that. And as I mentioned, Kay, I'd really want to take this opportunity to thank Kay and her steering committee who founded the Irish Senior Social Group of Ottawa in 2005. And Kay and her committee have nurtured and allowed the group to evolve and grow from a very small group back in that day to we're over 100 plus active members currently. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't thank the steering committee because they're amazing, and also the kitchen committee. So the kitchen committee, they work tirelessly. They show up every Tuesday, and they're the ones that get the hall ready, and coffee pots are going, the teapots are going, and then, you know, we carry on from there. So, yeah, and as I said, the steering committee, we all have our little jobs, and getting the newsletter out, arranging outings, selling tickets, collecting money, trips and dinners. There's a lot of work involved, but it's fun. We're a cohesive group. And if we didn't have the membership at large, there would be no Tuesdays. So it's great. It takes a village, Austin. It really does.
And you have to give up your job to do this because you couldn't fit all these activities in if you were working. So that, as it is a seniors group. I always say, you know, how's retirement? Well, I had to give up the day job to do it.
There you go.
But it is such
fun. It's
a fun. It's powerful. And the work you guys do and help build community. Now, I know there are, I won't say challenges, but there are limits because there's a limit on the amount that can be accommodated. So despite all the activities, if there's, the Irish Society, well, the Irish seniors, you're not really able. If there was an surge of new members, it would cause a problem at the moment, would it?
It would. We would definitely have to look for a larger venue. And, we love the venue that we're at the moment. It's bright, it's cheery. There's access for anybody with mobility issues. It's on the level, so there's no stairs. There's no need to go down into a basement, no need to wait for a slow elevator. And we have a fabulous dishwasher there. It's one of those ones that they have in restaurants that you just put everything in, press it 5 minutes. Your dishes are, well, they just do the cups, actually. Your cups are sanitized and washed. And there's a lot of pluses. And thank goodness everybody doesn't show up every week. I hate to say that. I'm not saying that as a negative.
I know. No.
It's, we generally have, as you know, anywhere from 45 to close to 60, I'd say, on a weekly basis.
No, I'm saying it's a good complaint.
Yeah. For our Christmas party or luncheon, we had 72. And we can seat 72, but Bob Griffin did a seating plan, and we can seat 72. And as far as the fire marshal is concerned, we're covered. We do have a plan there. We know where the exits are. Everybody knows where the exits are. And we have taken all of that into account.
And
making sure it's safe.
This is Tuesdays weekly. And it starts officially at 11 o'clock, but people gather from about 10:30.
That's right. Yeah, we actually have the hall from 10 until 3. The kitchen committee get there 10, probably before 10. And we actually have the hall. We rent the hall for 5 hours each Tuesday. So we actually have the hall from 10 until 3. And we're generally out of there by 2. And unless we have a steering committee meeting, which happens once a month, or we have something that comes up and we have to stay a few minutes behind. But, the people that we deal with at that church, they're great. I mean, they're very accommodating and so on and so forth.
And for someone who doesn't really know where the church is, it's at 24 Sandridge Road in Ottawa, and that's down near the RCMP College and where the Musical Ride is located. So it's at the north end of Saint Laurent, and then east. And there is a bus. I think it is might be the 7, is it? I'm not exactly sure,
but there are some members.
I had to get it one day. But
there are members who do take the bus, and there is,
Yeah, so transportation, it's on the bus route. So the bus goes from Saint Laurent base the station there and passes by the church in both directions.
Correct.
And thank you so much for taking the time. This is the senior Irish seniors group is a most wonderful resource. And if you're not yet retired, you have to, when you do retire, knock very quickly on that door to join in what is an entertaining, educational and vibrant group of people that meet on a regular basis. And I know a lot of fantastic friendships have been formed as a result of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I moved here from New Brunswick in 21, so I'm an example of creating wonderful friendships.
Thank you. Thanks, Anne.
Okay. Thank you, Austin. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year.